Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live from New York.
Wow, what a Zoom ball. Wow.
That was great. The show that is excited about our new camera moves. First things first today. The league warns teams about negotiating with a faux Lamar representative. What do we make of it, and what does a rolling gym have to do with anything? Meanwhile, Clippers win without Paul George. Can Kawhi keep L.A. in the championship hunt? And finally, Nick doesn't like the Warriors, but all of a sudden, he believes in them?
Yeah, he does.
Ooh,
yeah,
he does. In a new segment.
Just admit it.
Alongside Chris Broussard, I'm Kevin Wildes. You've really come around. Broussard's convinced you.
Wildes, what I tell you 3 days ago?
Mr. Consistency.
Nope. Please don't misquote me to start shows.
It's a tease.
I prefer you do it any
time. Nick believes in the Warriors.
See, and then this guy just jumps on your back.
I made some great arguments, and clearly Nick succumbed.
Okay. We start with memos and drama. The NFL warned teams not to engage with a man named Ken Francis on behalf of Lamar Jackson. Here's how Tom Pelissero described it. Ken Francis is a Florida man, which seemed...
It seemed like he was playing the Twitter crowd, yeah.
who most recently was pitching a home fitness invention. Again, a stretch. He is now trying to negotiate a nine-figure contract with NFL teams who are being told they're not allowed to negotiate with him because he's not a certified agent. Lamar Jackson weighed in. Stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me. Then he softens it with the laughing emojis. It's a pretty
one. Yeah.
Stop lying. I'm just joking. Then on Lamar's Instagram, we get a shot of said business venture, which is a gym that rolls around. So it's got two little wheels on it. But then if you want to take it onto the turf, you have to carry it. And then you can do some of these twists. That has nothing to do with it, I don't think. There you go. You can do some sit-ups as well. Brew, you've been on the record saying Lamar needs an agent. And maybe you're right.
Yeah. And I'm not sitting here like everybody needs an agent. But how long has Lamar been negotiating with them
25
now?
Months.
Okay, 2 years. And it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked at all. And look, here's the first thing people need to understand. The league and the Players Association, because the Players Association is right there with the league when they send out the memo. They do this to protect not only the teams, but the players. That you don't just have random people calling, saying they're representing a player and trying to get things
Which is
done.
Good, because I might try it on Lamar's behalf. See if I can get this thing going.
I mean,
throw something at the wall.
If anybody could do it, you know what I mean? If Ken Francis can do it, I mean, I feel like I got a good shot at it.
Yeah, I mean, this is not like, you know, buckling to the man or the system. This is there to protect players, okay? Now, Ken Francis said in an article on ESPN, I don't speak for Lamar. That could be true, but he still could be calling teams. It doesn't mean you're not calling teams. Lamar said, that man never tried to negotiate for me. That could be true, but he still could be calling teams and just feeling them out. So I'm not saying these guys are lying, but look, Lamar, the agents get 3% at the most. He could, I'm sure, negotiate with an agent to give him 1%. A guy would probably do it. But unless Lamar is going to be getting on the phone with GMs, then he needs to hire somebody certified by the PA to do it.
So here's the key part of the NFL's memo. The first words of it is, we were alerted by the NFL Players Association that this is happening. The NFL Players Association is the one entity that we have heard is assisting Lamar in his negotiation. So Lamar's de facto own people are the ones who reported this to the league trying to protect Lamar. Lamar then tweets out what Wild showed, and then 35 minutes later tweets out that ad for the home gym with my business partner Ken is what he called it. And so now I have to be maybe a little harsher than I would like to be. Lamar has not handled this in an adult fashion. He just hasn't. The fact that it has only been through social media, the fact that he has teased in an interview with a faceless interviewer that is yet to come out, and it's from his own production company, which, again, a lot of guys have their own production companies, and I haven't seen a ton from, was it Truz Productions?
Yeah, Truzies.
Yeah, it does not seem like it's quite up to the Spring Hill standard, but, you know, who is? And so I think it has become a bit of a, not only am I going to get a fully guaranteed deal, I'm going to do it on my own, and a pride point. But there is, and I'll say it again because I said it a month ago, David Mulugeta is a guy, he's an NFL agent, who's Deshaun Watson's agent, who has exact experience in getting a quarterback who is, in Deshaun's case, a toxic asset in a lot of ways.
Yes.
An unprecedented contract. In Lamar's case, it's not toxic at all. And to not consult with him or to try to do this on your own, we have a lot of returns that this is going terribly and that you don't have, as far as the public relations side of it, it is going as poorly as it could have. And so I don't think even Wilds, the biggest Lamar supporters, can say these first few weeks have gone just the way he would have hoped after being franchise tagged. They've gone the opposite.
Yeah. I think that's a good point. Are you going to put a call into the Ravens?
Well, I'm not allowed to. Okay. But, you know, I like to pretend to
but
be
you
an
could.
Attorney.
You could.
And I've done it.
You could.
Honestly, if we got that memo, it's like, do not negotiate with Nick Wright. It would be great for the show.
All right, I'll call the Colts. Just I'll see if I can get Ursay on the phone.
Probably could. Tom Brady, new part owner of the Las Vegas Aces. Here he is at a game last year. Aces are reigning WNBA champs and are owned by Mark Davis, who also coincidentally owns the Raiders. In a statement, Davis said, Tom Brady is a win not only for the Aces in the WNBA, but for women's professional sports as a whole. Totally co-signed, great for the league. The question, Nick,
yeah,
do you think this relationship might move from the WNBA front office to the NFL field?
Well, that was my immediate thought when I saw this news. And now we have three separate NFL cities, all that have, let's call it, less than settled quarterback situations that Tom Brady has some connection to. Miami, we know the situation with Tua's health. They tried to get him a year ago. San Francisco, they don't know who their quarterback is. Brady wrote a love letter to the city when he was playing there this year and talking about his hometown. And now the Raiders, where he has a business relationship with the owner and a personal relationship with the coach. I now, Wilds, have moved, you know, the Tom Brady, is he going to play somewhere in 2023 needle to a coin flip.
Ooh,
from wow. It being, to me, I thought the door was closed, to then maybe 90-10. Now to me, it is as likely that he does as he doesn't. Does that mean he starts week one? Not necessarily, but you now have three places that if they have a quarterback go down, he would be the logical choice, and he has a connection to all three of those places.
Well, look, here, first of all, the Raiders quarterback situation is far from
you
unsettled.
Can't even say that with a straight face.
I just said it with a straight face.
You are smiling.
No, they're happy
That's
and
true.
Content with Jimmy G.
Content is fair. Here's, we can meet at content.
Here's the problem. Jimmy G's going to get hurt.
Well,
we all know that, right?
It's not settled.
Well, look, he started five full seasons in the league and only made it through two of them. Okay, so he's likely to get hurt. It's a great situation. If Brady, in the back of his mind, is thinking, yeah, I wouldn't mind coming back. This is a great situation because you can sit there and watch him for six games, seven games, however long Jimmy G lasts. If they look good, if Devontae looks great, they've straightened up that defense. Obviously, Josh Jacobs will be there. It's a great situation to come back into. If they look bad, you can stay, I'm retired. I told you guys, I'm retired.
What are you laughing
So
about?
Great situation.
I just think it's, if you're Jimmy G, you've got to wake up and be like, that's interesting. Tom Brady in Las Vegas, huh?
It's like, well, how about he stays healthy?
Guess who's moving next door to me?
my wife's old ex-boyfriend. Yeah. And I'm like, oh.
Can I say something about this, though, from the Raiders' perspective? Josh McDaniels trying to do Patriots West is the most obviously bad idea.
Never
and
works.
Every Belichick disciple, aside from coach, tried to do it, and it did not work. When Josh McDaniels first got there, he brings over the fullback, Jakob Johnson. They signed Chandler Jones, who I understand wasn't a Patriot most recently, but initially was a Patriot. This offseason, they have signed Jimmy G, Jacoby Myers, and Philip Dorsett. And now it looks like his owner is kind of flirting with Tom. The idea that all of these guys leave the Patriots and fail to realize the magic to the Patriots was Brady and Belichick and think that they could import it.
Brady's
the biggest piece, but we don't have to. Right. Belichick's the greatest coach of all time. And they try to recreate it, and it never works, and yet they then do it again and again is baffling to me. It's baffling.
Patriots East barely works.
Exactly. Patriots East West. And Patriots West. Right
None
now, the Raiders and the Pats could be
Brady.
The two worst teams.
Stop
in the
it. Get out
I'm
of
sorry.
Town.
What do you
None
mean?
None of this worked without Brady.
Yeah. They
I'm
could
sorry.
Be
the
two worst
playoffs.
Teams in the AFC.
Congratulations.
Yikes.
Seriously. You got six Super Bowls. You excited about making the playoffs?
Wild. Fire back at
him. No, that was
good,
though.
Mine?
Yeah, the
Pats missed the playoffs.
The Bills?
That was really good.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
Check in on Clippers Thunder, both teams without Paul George. Kawhi goes for 32, 15 in the first quarter, 7-for-7 shooting. Let's take a look at the standings here.
Yep.
We've got a log jam in the middle. The Lakers now in ninth, but a lot of teams with 36 losses. A lot of teams with 37 losses. Yeah. Actually, only one.
Yeah.
Which brings us to a new segment.
Yeah.
Playoff, play in, or played out. Nick?
All right, so take it away. We could have included the Suns as a team that could drop. Because they are only at 34 losses, and as you mentioned, 37 is the logjam. We're going to say the Suns are safe, even though that they're even
in
though
the top
they might not be. So there's eight teams. Two are out. Four will be in the play-in.
Uh-oh.
Two will securely be in the playoffs as the 5 and the 6. These two are out. Utah and the Pelicans. Utah has the fourth toughest schedule the rest of the way. They still have Milwaukee, Boston, Denver, Sacramento, and the Suns. And the Pelicans have an even harder schedule, the third hardest schedule the rest of the way.
Yeah.
And the Pelicans, I understand people are like, oh, but they've won three in a row. They beat Houston, San Antonio, and Charlotte. They have not turned things around. So those two teams are out. What teams are in the play-in? Dallas, Minnesota, the Clippers falling there, and the Thunder. So Dallas has an incredibly soft schedule the rest of the way, and they got to hope Luka can keep it together. He's got fined $35,000 for the little money gesture and not get suspended for a game. I believe because of their schedule and because of the individual brilliance of Luka, even if Kyrie's out the next couple weeks, they will find themselves into the play-in. Minnesota has Karl Anthony Towns back now. They've been steady all year despite the injuries. At some point, Anthony Edwards will be back. The Thunder, Shea's been outstanding, and you guys know that I think this team is not a good team, but they're a legitimate team. Mm-hmm. Huge game for them tonight, obviously, against the Lakers that will determine the season tiebreaker. And then there's the Clippers. So why do I have the Clippers who are at 35 losses dropping? It's very simple. I will show you the schedule, and then we will move on to the playoffs group. They at Memphis again, and two back-to-backs remaining for them that I don't know that you can rely on Kawhi playing. And if Kawhi's not playing with no Paul George, they can't win. They have a back-to-back from March 31st to April 1st, then a back-to-back to end the season. And then, so who does that mean is in the playoffs as the 5 and the 6 or the 6 and the 5? That would be the Warriors, and that would be the Lakers. So I know you guys are not surprised that I have the Lakers, who, while I've never said they are the 6 seed, I said I think they will be there. The Warriors might surprise you. Here's the deal for the Warriors. Can we show their schedule? My lack of belief in the Warriors is very simple. They cannot win on the road, but they got that win against Dallas, which helps flip things for them. And now what you see is not a lot of road games remaining. And where they have three road games remaining, but two of them are games 81 and 82, where the Kings will likely be locked into the three and the Blazers will have packed it in. So they only have one tough road game remaining. And tonight, Brew, for the Warriors, a game I figured they would lose, Embiid and Harden are questionable for tonight.
Uh-oh.
And so that's a problem. So that's how I see the Western Conference shaking out.
Look, I won't belabor this. Nice try.
What do you mean?
He went all the way around the mulberry bush to explain why he now believes in the Warriors.
I don't believe in the Warriors. I think they're going to lose in round one.
You clearly believe in the Warriors.
No,
they got three road games left. Three of their last four games are on the road, and yet you think they're going
they're
to hold on. They got a
smidgen
of an advantage.
They're missing the playoffs, buddy.
No, I know. I thought you'd have them in the play-in.
Yeah, because you don't listen to me. You think 0% to win the title means they missed the playoffs.
You thought they'd be in the play-in. You know that.
What? I thought they'd lose to Dallas, but they beat Dallas. So go ahead.
Okay, but anyway, the Clippers and the Lakers should be moved, obviously. The Clippers have a 2.5 game lead on the Lakers with 8 and 9 games for the Lakers remaining. It might as well be 3.5 because, as you know, the Clippers own the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. So if the Clippers can just go 5-3, which I think they can, you look at that schedule, if they split with New Orleans,
Memphis. If they go 5-3, they'll be fine.
The Lakers would have to go 9-0 to supplant
them. But they're not going to go 5-3.
Why not? Most teams in the league now have one superstar. The Clippers still have their one superstar. Yeah. And Russell Westbrook, I think, is actually better suited as the second option than he was great last night in a big game.
Oh,
he's
really
not comfortable as a third option.
All right.
And Kawhi is back. 29.5 points.
He's been
57% shooting.
I don't think it's enough.
52.5% from three since the All-Star break.
Think he's going to play those back-to-backs?
No, he doesn't have to because they still can go 5-3.
Okay, I don't
even
think if they go 5-3, you'll be right. I don't think they're going 5-3.
Lakers
going
to go 9-0, though?
No, that's what I think.
If they go 4-4,
I don't think they're going 4-4 either, buddy.
This might be last call for the Frisky Pelicans.
You don't say.
Well, look, I know you tried to poo-poo their three-game win streak.
Yeah.
But you know what? You don't make the schedule, and the defense has been wonderful. Now, granted, you're playing the Spurs and the Frisky Rockets, but they've been playing better defense. This is still the Clippers.
Still the Clippers,
but don't worry.
Talking Pelicans as well.
Was like, really?
It's okay. Brandon Ingram last night, would you believe this? His first ever triple-double. First ever.
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't believe it.
Not that hard.
He did it in three quarters. I thought it was bizarre. And if we can last, Frisky Pelicans, if we can last 2 weeks, Zion's going to come back.
Oh, stop it.
Jose Alvarado is coming back on the mend.
I would, if Zion could play the last week, I'd play him. Would you?
Yeah, but they're not going to. Zion, we're not going to see.
At this point, the kid gloves are.
We're not seeing Zion until
whenever
next
he's able to play.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I can't call them Frisky next year.
No, you can't. You also can't pick them to make the finals like you did with them.
I didn't pick them to make the finals. I said, I said their ceiling.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll check the tape.
Coming up next, we're talking about the Thunder. We're talking about the Lakers. LeBron's still in street clothes. Anthony Davis didn't know it was the record-breaking shot. That's
you
why he's pouting.
With Factors, delicious, ready-to-eat meals you will be eating stress-free this spring. Each meal is chef-crafted, fresh, and dietitian-approved. More importantly, they are never frozen and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled up all day long. Try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, truffle butter, and shrimp. Restaurant-quality food that you do not have to prep, cook, or clean up, delivered right to your doorstep. And if you need to change your deliveries, you can pause or reschedule whenever you like. Factor is your solution for fast and premium meals. Also, for the month of April, Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So what are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/firstthingsfirst50 and use code FIRSTTHINGSFIRST50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code FIRSTTHINGSFIRST50 at factormeals.com/firstthingsfirst50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next. Fuel up fast, eat better, and get back to what you love doing this spring with Factor.
Now it's on to medals. Hornets, Pelicans. Trey Murphy III out here looking like Shaedon Sharpe, bro. Would have won the dunk contest.
Woo! Hot. I don't think that would have won the dunk.
Yeah, don't say
he would have won the dunk.
Like, oh, really? Dunk. You dissing Mac?
Pels win.
Clue.
Not enough for the medal stand. Who did it better?
Bronze medal, Evan Mobley. 26-16-4 for Evan Mobley and a Cavs team that now, oddly, is probably worried they're going to have to play Miami in round one instead of getting to walk over on the Knicks. Silver medal. Kawhi, about as efficient of a performance as you can have, 32 points on 13 of 15 shooting in a critical win so they could avoid losing back-to-back to the Thunder and really getting stuck in the morass in the West. And then Marquise Noel gets the gold.
Oh,
you know what?
Yelled at me for doing that.
You have, it's my medal stand, buddy. You have 19 assists. You have an awesome highlight. You have 5 steals. You win the game. Kid from Harlem, he gets the gold. There's your medal stand from last night in the NBA and the NCAA tournament.
Broussard, the Thunder, head into Old Staples, face the Lakers. They were there last night where they lost to the Clippers. This should be an easy win for the Lakers. What do you see happening?
Ooh, I think it's going to be tougher than we think.
Why should it be easy?
I would not be surprised if OKC gets this, but I'll pick the Lakers.
Yeah.
But I don't think the back-to-back's going to affect OKC.
It's the
They're
newest,
playing for something.
Biggest game
heart.
Of the year for the Lakers. It determines the tiebreaker between these two teams. But like I told you, they were going to beat the Thunder and then beat the Bulls back-to-back games.
You got them
March
going 9-0.
They're going to be in 6
They're going to supplant the pace.